we didn't make the circle. I mean, we didn't draw the circle, but we had the circle built by the building instead. He had his workshop and his windmill, and then there was a house, and then we had trees. So we had an area there that we played. And we had sectional ladders that we would climb and stand on before they fell. And we had all kinds of things that we did at home. But we were never allowed to go away from home too much. We had too much going at home.
Did you have any games that you, like drew boxes in the ground or anything?
Hopscotch?
Or something like
that? Oh, yeah, we played hopscotch, so my father said that he'd be glad to see the day I bought my own shoes. He said you wore hopscotch those days. He was about right.
He's so right.
I played jump rope until it's a wonder I grew up. I liked to do that, and then when the twins were growing up, I jumped with them some, and then I would jump with my brother some. We'd jump rope, and then we'd hold the rope for them to jump. We did a lot of that.
I've seen that come back on TV recently too, when they have everybody dancing and everything. They have a double jump rope when they turn the ropes double, and the participants would jump in and out. It's very interesting because it brought back memories.
Yeah.
Well, we had a clothesline out between the house and the windmill, and we put blankets over that and make tents. And we couldn't go camping, but we went camping. We would take food out there, and we'd take blankets and pillows, and we'd fix up a camp, and we thought just as seriously about camping then as if we were really going to spend the night out there and camp, and we had fun. But we found a very happy life at home, mostly.
I think most people did until after the Second World War. People scattered.
Home was our base.
Home wasn't the same.
And until we sold a big home out in the Northeast, that we had sufficient entertainment there to not want to. Of course, we'd get on our bicycle and have bicycle races, but we were allowed only to go as far as the Buena Vista Railroad tracks and back, or as far as 14th Street and back. We were restricted because of traffic, and then traffic was nothing. Very nothing. But when I was 3 years old, I was run over by a bicycle and caused a little scratching around that bled a little bit, and my father nearly beat the man up because he was racing himself, and he wheeled around a corner there without seeing what was around there. And I was only about 3 years old. And then in 1904, Ms. the other day called me and says, "Well, I see that you made the headlines in 1904. I was playing tricks on my bicycle. I was 8 years old then, so I just thought that I could show off." And it was right in front of the Baptist Church, 5th Street and 1st Avenue. And old man white mule and wagon was coming up, and a Negro was driving it. And they claimed that he went clear up on the sidewalk trying to avoid me, but I was looking back, showing off, and I was sitting on my foot on the saddle, and I was doing this, that, and the other. And when I turned my face, I was right at the wagon, and it had a nail in it, and it struck me here, and I still have a deep scar there. And that threw me off my bicycle, and the mule got frightened, and he reared up, and then went over me and back again, so that my clothes were buried in my chest, and I had to learn to walk over again when I got over there. That was quite serious.
Were you hospitalized?
They got a carriage and took me home. My mother met us there on a bicycle, and she came. No, they sent the carriage out for her. And the Baptist parsonage took me in and put me on a couch there. And I can remember when my mother came in. They took me up then and put me in there.